the current price of around $58 per megalitre, which is set to increase substantially, is far greater than the cost paid by irrigators in other areas of the state, such as down south in the Murrumbidgee, where the price of water is a fraction of the cost at $5.27 per megalitre. Friday afternoon's meeting was in an effort to try to find a solution to what is a very complex state of affairs.
It's not only complex, but it's extremely emotional because water is like such a critical resource and valuable.
Alison Kirk is DPI Water's Director of Policy and Planning.
In sort of collaboration of the whole of government, we're also working with all the other partners in water, so it's OEH and fisheries. It's a resource that not only we have the jurisdiction of New South Wales, but we also need to deal with the Commonwealth. So it is, I suppose, an issue that we need to work through to a very granular level and be transparent about the details to go back to this group today.
Because so many players are involved, there's no easy fix, and that's why this issue has been dragging on for years. Member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, says much of what was discussed in the meeting had been heard before. Now, no doubt there'll be widespread opposition to what's called postage stamp pricing, which is applying a uniform price to all of the state's irrigators, no matter where they are. And agreement would be needed federally if there was to be an agreement to ensure Peel Valley irrigators pay no more for water usage charges than the weighted average of all other regulated valleys across the state. Kevin Anderson.
You know, the elephant in the room was the merger or amalgamation or collaboration between Namoi and the Peel. There was a talk of community service obligations where government subsidies and so on and so forth. Charges and the allocation, water sharing plans, caps and so on, environmental flows. Ultimately, in amongst all of that, is the answer. And I'm really pleased that we are still together. We don't want to fragment and everybody go back to their corner and lose the momentum. Nobody wants to see anyone adversely affected or adversely impacted. The Peel Valley guys don't want to see the Namoi adversely impacted, yet the Namoi irrigators feel for the Peel irrigators because of the price that we're paying at $58 a meg. So that's why they're here today. There is a genuine a commitment and intent to find a way forward, and the Peel Valley irrigators don't want to impact on the Namoi. That's why they're saying this won't work, a merger between the two. But, you know, again, the legacy issues of Split Rock, and we've also got Keep It and Chaffee. So, you know, there's some options there available to us.
There was a representative from the Department of Prime Industry. Minister Blair had a representative here who has a long list of homework to go back to, including looking at the merger of Peel Valley and Namoi. Despite some of the room thinking it was a waste of time, that it seemed to be an already done and dusted idea, that it would be negative.
If there was to be a merger collaboration or some sort of joint venture between the two, then someone ultimately is going to win and someone ultimately is going to lose.
Some people were saying that even exploring that option is a waste of resources.
No, I don't think it's a waste of resources because we've been kicking this idea around for years. Let's do the work. Let's do the research. Let's have the answers on the table to then ultimately decide yes or no, this will or won't work, and end it.
Kevin Anderson. He may be an irrigator from the neighbouring Namoi Valley, but Namoi Water board member Matt Norrie says he wants to see a fair deal for the people who rely on irrigation in the Peel Valley.
But I think the overwhelming interest is to make sure that we end up with a sustainable irrigation industry in the Peel Valley. It's critical for Tamworth.
Not much new came out of today's meeting?
No, it's very much rehashing old ideas. If this was an easy solution to solve, it would have been solved a long time ago. So credit to Jock and Niall, the Minister, for seeing if we can progress this issue again and see if we can get to an equitable and fair result.
There was a representative of Minister Blair here today. He's got a long list of homework to take back and do. One of those was looking at the consequences of a merger of Peel Valley and Namoi, something that you are obviously against. So are you thinking, why waste the time even explore it when there will be losers?
Yeah, it's likely if we were to go down the scenario that there would be some third-party impacts on the lower Namoi. It would also be very challenging to actually put that plan into practice. The solution that everybody agreed on was a postage stamp pricing solution across the state.
Which is uniform?
Which would be uniform, but that by the sound of it is going to be very hard politically to make work.
Well, if you're an irrigator in the Murrumbidgee, why would you want to pay more?
Exactly. It's a bit like if you're an irrigator in the lower Namoi and you had a price increase with no extra added reliability, you'd be of the same opinion too.
So that would be your concern of a merger?
Yes, yes, for sure. The way that our dams work, it's a user pay system, and so lower number irrigators, we pay for two dams and we get water from two dams, being Split Rock and Keep It. The concern is that if the valleys were to be merged and we ended up with Chaffee as well, there wouldn't be any extra water to be shared amongst Lower Namoi irrigators, but we'd be sharing the cost as well. So therefore, there wouldn't be any increase in reliability. From the early modelling work that we've done, that is how we would see that proposal going. And so we're not in favour of that, but we are definitely in favour of coming up with a solution that we end up with a viable irrigation industry in the Peel.
This has been happening for years. The price increase is going to come into play once it's recommended on the 1st of July in 2017. Are you running out of time?
For the Peel irrigators, yeah, we are. This needs to be resolved soon. And I think the government needs to step up to the plate and find the solution, whether it's a subsidy or some description. If Tamworth decides that they want to be the horse capital of Australia and produce their own loosen hay locally, then they need to make sure that the irrigation industry is viable. Also, critically, we need to make sure that Tamworth has got their critical human needs covered as well. So, yeah, this is definitely an issue that we need to get sorted ASAP, mainly for the social and economic importance that this issue is going to have for the Tamworth region.
Because we did hear at this meeting that hay is already coming in from other areas into this particular region.
Yeah, that surprised me. I thought that would be an outcome if we had higher prices, but if it's already happening, that's already showing that the stress that the local Lucerne producers are having at the moment, A, through climate, lack of rain, and B, if they can't make money out of growing Lucerne with water prices at 58 and, God forbid, 80 bucks, then you can understand why they just leave their machinery and their irrigation pipes in the shed. There's no point going to work and making a loss.